I can remember in my childhood when we would come to this particular celebration, the solemnity, the Assumption of Mary into heaven, that I would be a little bit confused as to what that actually meant. I can recall knowing that somehow it was about Mary going up into heaven, but what do we mean by assumption? And so I was thinking, well, maybe it's kind of like mathematics. Like when we're talking about assumptions in trying to solve math problems, it's those things that we're not entirely sure about, but we kind of include it as part of the answer. And so maybe that's what we mean. Maybe we mean that we're not quite sure that Mary's in heaven. Maybe that's what we mean by assumption. Of course, I assumed incorrectly. The assumption has a different meaning. Assumption means to be taken up. And so when we say the Assumption of Mary, we mean Mary is taken up into heaven. It's pretty straightforward in that regard when you have proper knowledge of the meaning of the word. And then in mathematics, when we're talking about assumptions, we're talking about what's being taken up into the problem-solving method. And so this idea of Mary being taken up into heaven, it means that she received a special grace. She was blessed in a unique way. And this idea of Mary being especially blessed, we kind of get some insight into that from our readings today. In our first reading, we heard about the Ark of the Lord, or the Ark of the Covenant. And then we hear about this woman who's in the sky. There's a connection there. If we think about the Ark of the Old Covenant, the Ark of the Old Covenant was where the tablets of the Ten Commandments were kept. It was where a jar of manna was kept. It was where the staff was kept. But it was also the place that had the mercy seat for God, where he would come in a special way to the people of Israel. Sometimes in a column of cloud, sometimes kind of in this cloud that just fills the tabernacle. In fact, there's a special word for it, the Shekinah, the special presence of God with his people. And that was the Old Testament, Old Covenant, Ark of the Covenant. But we're in a new covenant now, one established by Jesus Christ. And in the new covenant, the special presence of Christ among his people, or God among his people, is Jesus Christ. And so what then bears his presence or brings him about? What carried him or where did he rest? He was carried by Mary in her womb. She held him in her arms. And so Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant because she brought to us Jesus Christ. And so she was especially blessed in that regard, being the Ark of the New Covenant. But we can also see how Mary is especially blessed in our gospel passage today. Having the Lord within her, she goes and visits her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth recognizes that she's blessed. She points out that she's blessed because the Lord within her. But she also says, "Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." That is, Mary is especially blessed not just because she is the mother of God, but also because she was faithful, because she believed, because she was sinless, because she chose to follow God always. And so that special blessing of Mary is something that we can strive for ourselves. We can strive to be sinless. We can strive to always follow God and his inspirations. And then, like Mary, we can be blessed by God as well. And what kind of special, awesome blessing does Mary receive? Well, with regards to our feast day today, we hear a little bit about that in our second reading. We hear about the resurrection and how everyone will be raised from the dead at the end of time when Christ comes again. But Mary, who was sinless, Mary, who always followed God, does not have to wait until the end of time for her to receive her body back after she passed from this life. Mary was blessed to have her body taken up into heaven and reunited with her soul. Mary got to be the second one to be resurrected from the dead. Jesus, the first, after he went through his passion and his death, on the third day he rose from the dead. And Mary, after she passed, also rose from the dead, not having to wait until the end of time. We who are sinners, at the end of time, we too will get our bodies back. And if we were faithful, living for God, keeping him first, following him as best as we can, and repenting when we've fallen short of that, by the mercy of God, we too can be in heaven. And then at the end of time, not only our souls, but also our bodies will be enjoying the joys of heaven, the joy of being united with Christ. And so Mary received this reward for her faithfulness, to have her body brought up into heaven before the end of time. And we might wonder, well, okay, so we say this, but is there something in Scripture that supports this position, that Mary is bodily in heaven? Yes. If we recall our first reading, it mentions this woman in the sky. Well, the sky is another word for heaven. And it talks about her head and her feet. Those are parts of the body. That implies that she's not just having her soul in heaven, but rather her body is there too. And the people of Israel would use a practice that we still use today of mentioning the end points to mean the whole thing, the entirety. And so when we mention the end points, the head and the feet, we mean her whole body is there in heaven. And so we have sacred scripture, this passage from Revelations, pointing out that Mary is bodily in heaven. I was blessed to be in the Holy Land in Jerusalem in 2017 and in 2019. And while I was there, I went to the Church of the Dormition. Dormition means sleep. And the biblical sense of sleep is that someone has passed from this life. And so while at the Church of Dormition, that is believed to be the location where Mary passed from this life. And the tradition is that before she passed from this life, the apostles came back to Jerusalem. And while they were there, gathered around Mary, she peacefully passed away. And then they took her body in procession to her tomb. And from her tomb, she was assumed into heaven. And so we see this tradition in the Holy Land, this tradition in Jerusalem, of Mary being bodily resurrected, that her body was taken up into heaven or assumed into heaven. This is also infallibly taught by the church. Infallibly meaning we can't be wrong about this. That the church, protected by the Holy Spirit, has declared with certainty that that's where Mary is, body and soul, in heaven. And so we have sacred scripture pointing to this, we have tradition pointing to this, and we have the official teaching of the church giving us confidence that Mary was assumed into heaven, that she is body and soul in heaven. And this gives us hope as well. Hope that we too can one day be in heaven, not just our souls, but also our bodies, if we remain faithful to God. Yes, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and he is body and soul in heaven. But Jesus Christ is not just human, he's also divine, he's also God. And so sometimes for some of us that can be harder to relate to him. It's like, well, of course his body's going to be in heaven because he's God. But Mary is purely human by nature. And by grace, she was able to have her body raised from the dead and brought up into heaven. That Mary was assumed into heaven gives hope for all of us who are likewise, by nature, human. And so her assumption into heaven gives us hope that we too will be body and soul in heaven with God forever if we remain faithful to him. And this hope for union with God in heaven is something that we can look forward to even at every Mass. Because at every Mass we have an opportunity to be united with God, united with Jesus Christ. The sacrifice that he made on the cross for our salvation is presented to us again every Mass at the altar through sacramental signs, so that we too can unite ourselves and offer ourselves along with Jesus Christ to God the Father. And then, like Jesus Christ, we can be abundantly blessed. And like Jesus Christ, and like the Blessed Virgin Mary, we can one day be bodily in heaven. But that union with God does not start in heaven. Union with God starts here on earth. Our relationship with God begins here on earth, through prayer, through the sacraments. And in a very special way, we can be united with God. For those of us who believe, for those of us who are well disposed, for those of us who are eager to encounter the Lord, we can be united with Him in the most holy Eucharist. And so let us prepare our hearts and our minds. Let us prepare our very selves for participating in this sacrifice of Christ in union with God in Holy Communion, where we will receive our Lord in the most holy Eucharist.